BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including, are you allowed to have Radio 1 on during your driving test? Also, we play brand new Shawn Mendes and have a chat with him in the woods. And Chris appears to be Radio 1's new film expert. Scott Mills, Radio 1. You know Shawn Mendes off of Stitches, and I know what you did last summer. He's currently writing his new album in upstate New York, and we're going to speak to him about 2:15 this afternoon, because it's New Music Friday and we have a brand new track from Shawn Mendes to play you just after 2. It's called Treat You Better, and we'll chat to Shawn as well in New York and see where he's at. Bangers at 2:40. Oh dear, Chris.
I know, 4-0 down.
I hope you've got a good plan today.
Mate, my only plan is to go all out. If today's doesn't work, nothing will. And I'll just have to take the 5 balling like a man. I'm really worried about today.
Are you going to do what I think you're going to do at 2:40?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to ask you what you think I'm going to do, because I don't want to be in that position where I go, maybe.
Okay, so, 4-0 to me at the moment. I've just got a new lease of life. Don't worry about it.
And I'm going to play the biggest song in the world.
Okay, so that's at 2:40. Movies with Ali Plum after 3 today. One of our listeners plays Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Nick Jonas, who likes the weirdest pizza of anyone I've ever met. That's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, the full Nick Jonas interview from Radio 1's Big Weekend, if you missed it, if you're a Jonas fan.
Arulia was one of them, wasn't it?
Arugula.
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 Whole wheat crust, fig spread, prosciutto, arugula, parmesan. Yeah, doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty specific.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Say arugula if you're happy it's Friday.
Arugula.
Okay, coming up, we've got music from Tom O'Dell and also Sia and Sean Paul and Justin Bieber accompany the track from his album, current single. Shawn Mendes at 2:15. We'll speak to him in actual New York. Something we haven't done for a while, which I'd quite like to ask, is does anyone have any people that they'd like to have on Innuendo Bingo in the next few weeks?
Oh, yeah, you're right. We haven't done this for a while.
Because sometimes we sit here flicking through a copy of Heat and going, oh, yeah, they'd be good. But, like, there are some people that we just don't think of. And you lot are the best at this. So if you want to tweet at BBCR1 or you can text on 81199, obviously keep it within the realms of possibility.
Yeah, but also try and think slightly different, because obviously we're across Towie, Made in Chelsea, we're across the obvious.
Got all of that.
Anyone who's been on before, we're across that.
But obviously, don't go down the road of like, oh, the Queen, because that's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? You've got to make it realistic.
But there's a challenge.
81199 at BBCR1. Any Innuendo Bingo guests that you'd enjoy here and seeing getting wet?
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, stand by for new James Bay. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Laura. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Laura, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. How can I help you?
I'm just calling with some good news. I've just passed my driving test.
Yes! Do you want to... should we have a celebration?
Yes, go for it. I really would like that.
Should we go big? Like, have you got all that sort of hallelujah stuff?
No, the thing is... I haven't got it on me. I'll... hang on.
Party inbound, Laura.
Yes.
Congratulations!
I think she deserves better than the horn, really.
What do you want?
To be fair, that was funny.
Yeah, that was a bit underwhelming. That, oh, yeah. I like the first one better.
Pardon me. Okay, I got it. Congratulations!
Oh, that still doesn't seem right to me. Laura, I'm so sorry about this. You've just passed your driving test. You deserve something more.
That's all right. I'm thankful for what I've gotten so far.
I wasn't expecting it to be just one lone firework there on its own.
It will do.
Is that all you're going to offer up, Scott?
That's all I've got, Chris, at the moment.
Fair enough. They are a bit rubbish, though.
So you passed your test. That's all good.
Yes, I'm very, very happy and super excited to be driving.
How many miners did you get?
I only got 4. This was actually my second time passing, and I was a lot more nervous this time round.
What, you've passed twice?
No, sorry. It's my second time session.
Yes, queen.
And so I was reading like how to calm myself down and how to make it a lot more kind of less nerve-wracking. And so I thought it might be a good idea if I asked him if we could have the radio on. And I thought, you know, if we've got radio on and you and Chris are on, then, you know, it'll calm me down a little bit. So I asked him, I was like, can I have the radio on? He was like, no.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Firm no.
So do you reckon that's because you are specifically for Radio 1? Does he have an issue?
Well, he wasn't exactly the target audience, so maybe, I don't know.
Right. Well, maybe he hates us then, yeah.
You should have gone in and said, can I have Radio 4 on, please?
Yeah, exactly. So that didn't go well. But then it was like, it was okay. We got in the car and then did the show me, tell me questions and so on. And then I was like, okay, I really need to calm down. So I read as well that you should either chew gum or like you should have a sweetie or something like that. So I had some cherry drops in my bag. So I put my cherry drop in. And then as soon as we started off, he told me the directions of where to go. And then just to kind of remind myself, I was like, oh, so we're going left. And as I said it, the cherry drops fell out my mouth.
Oh, no.
Like right onto the dashboard. And then I kind of tried to like wipe it away and it fell onto the floor.
Was that a miner then?
I don't think so. I don't think he noticed. I really hope he didn't notice.
I think he did.
Yeah, probably.
Surely. It sounds like, despite the fact you passed, that you had a bit of a mare with it all then.
Oh, I really did. And at one point, you know, like when you have your mirror and then the examiner has his mirror just to double check everything's, you know, safe and that. At one point he was adjusting it and that fell on the floor as well.
Oh, so, wow. You had a mare. Yeah,
absolute riot. So I kind of gave up.
Okay.
But you still passed.
I did. I think the fact that I kind of gave up kind of made my nerves go away, and then that's when I drove my best.
Yeah, I did that. So. What was your chat like with the examiner the rest of the way around? Because I don't know if you had this, but during my driving test, halfway through, I think we'd gone past the sort of right-hand turn bit and done the manoeuvres. Suddenly then they start talking to you. They have like these pre-prepared talking points. So they start talking about like, oh, so what do you do? Or like, where do you go to school? That kind of thing. Like, did you have that point?
All I had was, so what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a student and whatnot. And then that was literally it. And then the rest of our chat was him giving me directions, me repeating them.
Right.
That was it.
Rubbish.
Also, like, if you're on your test and you're hearing something like innuendo bingo with Reggie and Bolly, that's going to put you off, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought it might kind of, you know, relax me a little bit more and I won't be so in my head about it all, but, yeah.
If this was in my test, I think I would swerve.
Well, now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Imagine that on your test.
See, maybe my examiner would have cracked a smile if he'd heard
that.
Yeah,
true.
That's so true. Maybe it would have helped. It's 50-50, though, isn't it? He might have just hated you more.
Exactly, yeah.
So. Random one, Laura. Did you have a photo with the examiner afterwards?
Yeah, we've talked about this before. What is that?
No, not at all. Didn't have one, like, no. And there was two people just before me who had passed, and they didn't have a photo either. So, I don't know. I think that might be a miss.
No, didn't it happen to you, Scott? Did you have a picture with the examiner?
No, but we've talked about this before.
I'm sure loads someone said that they
loads
did.
Loads of people do have a picture with them after.
So strange.
I think mine just wandered away from me as quick as possible.
Listen, really good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Feel the freedom. Where are you driving to first? Where's the first trip? Surely Thorpe Park.
No, the first trip was to a shop that rhymes with Waikia.
Yes.
Because we've just moved house. So.
Surely Thorpe Park.
Oh, yeah, you're from Glasgow.
Do you live in Glasgow, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like, about a 14-hour round trip there. So go there first.
Yeah.
Surely Thorpe Park.
Everyone goes to Thorpe Park as soon as you pass your test.
Not from Glasgow, they don't. I mean, if you really want to break the car in, then go for it. Good to speak to you, Laura.
Okay, thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Do you want to hear brand new Shawn Mendes? We're going to speak to him just after two. He's in New York at the moment. His new track is called Treat You Better. That's coming up. Right, all this summer on Radio 1, we are giving you tickets to some of the biggest UK festivals. So we started it off last weekend with Radio 1 Speak Weekend in Exeter. Every weekend from now, there will be the chance to win tickets to a different festival. And this week, you could win tickets to Parklife in Manchester. But I've got a head start for you now. If you've seen the Parklife lineup and maybe you live in the Northwest and you're like, yeah, fancy a bit of that. Got to listen at the weekend to Radio 1. And you need to identify all five artists in this clip. Whoa, they go fast, don't they? Whoa. So fast. Again. Woof.
I reckon I got four.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. That's not enough.
It's not enough, but four's good. So tomorrow morning, if you want to go to Parklife, set your alarm and put Dev on tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. when you wake up. If you fancy a bit of Parklife in Manchester this year, you need to get all five of those artists from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning with Dev.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think I've watched her set from Big Weekend six times. That's Meghan Trainor and No on BBC Radio 1. Remember that song she had, Champagne Problems?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's weird is Nick Jonas also has a song called Champagne Problems, and it's not the same song.
Also, it's a weird one for them both to come up with at exactly the same time, isn't
it? And they are friends.
But are they just friends?
But, yes, they are.
100%? Because it sounds like they've both got Wi-Fi problems, which at that level of the game you'd think wouldn't be an issue.
It's not just Wi-Fi. It's just, I think it's basically just rich LA kid problems.
Is it?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Off the back of Stitches and I Know What You Did Last Summer, Shawn Mendes has a brand new track out and he's on Radio 1 now. Hi, Shawn.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you all right?
I'm doing great.
Where are you right now?
I'm in like the middle of the woods.
You're in the woods?
Middle of the woods?
Actually, no, we just finished the album, but I'm in upstate New York. So I'm staying at this like studio kind of residence that you sleep at, and it's in the middle of the woods.
That's so cool, because you hear of massive superstars going out to the woods to record music or go to isolated places just to get away from everything. Is that the case with this?
Totally. No, 100%. It's really good because I have like three or four writers I work with, and like so we all just come up here and we're up here for like a week or two. And, you know, there's, like, no distractions. Like, no, you can't do anything. You go a little mad, though. Like, this is, like, my, like, 10th day up here, so I'm going a little bit crazy. I haven't seen a female in about 10 days, so it's getting a little weird.
It's all going a bit feral.
Have you seen a bear?
I haven't. I've seen a couple of deer, but no bears.
Okay.
Do you have to live off the wild whilst you're in the shed, or do you still get the sort of pop star luxuries?
It's like a little bit of both, you know, like we only have one shower working right now because the other one's all broken. So that's pretty rough, you know. I know it's really, really bad, especially as a pop star. We deserve better.
You actually do?
Do you have to catch your own food?
I do, actually, no. No, but you know what I do have to do is I have to make my own eggs in the morning. This morning I had to make my own eggs.
Seriously, you need to pull some rank. Yeah, you're Shawn Mendes.
I know. I got to snap some fingers.
Hey, you know, we had the British comedian Michael McIntyre in the studio at Radio 1 a while ago, and we were playing I Know What You Did Last Summer, and he was really, like, singing and dancing along, and Camilla loved it so much that she actually retweeted it.
I need to see this video. Is it on Twitter? I can go find it right now.
Do you find it strange when people, like, obviously, you know, pop stars are going to see your music and hear your music, but when, like, big actors or massive comedians like McIntyre are singing your song, is that still weird for you or not so much now?
No, it's weird. It's very weird. Like I said, I mean, it's funny because while you're up here also, you like, I feel like this is like the type of place that you just start like kind of thinking about life and stuff. And I was talking about like with the people who did Stitches with me, they're up here with me now. And it's kind of like you go on Spotify and you see like the song is like 500 million streams and you see that number, but like it doesn't really, like, it's funny, like, nothing really registers. It's really hard to kind of grasp it. You're like, oh, that's really awesome and amazing, but you can't really understand it for some reason. And it's like, I don't know why that is.
The guys that wrote Stitches are there with you now, right, in the woods, or they're staying in the same place?
Yeah, they're in the woods, but they don't make their own eggs.
Oh, right, okay, no. Tell them to write another one like that.
Okay, well, you have one coming right now.
Tell me about Treat You Better, because we're about to play it.
This song is kind of, so, I mean, kind of in the process of writing the album, this song was just a random day. We wrote it in like 6 hours and then we kind of forgot about it. And when it was time to kind of choose a single, we were going through the songs and this was like, holy crap. Like, I can't believe we wrote this song and we got this like really awesome production. And it's literally like took 3 days to get this song together. But it was one of those things that just felt so right. So I was just super, super excited to put it out there.
And who do you promise to treat better in the song?
Just girls in general. No, I'm kidding. I have no one in particular.
Girls, plural.
Girls. He's not seen one for 10 days, but when he does, he'll treat you better.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, listen, Sean, I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing in the woods. And we can't wait for the album. We're going to play Treat You Better on New Music Friday on Radio 1 right now.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Sean. Come and see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Scott Mills.
One.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
That's like instantly good. And I think it's like number one in 8 million countries already. That's Shawn Mendes and Treat You Better on BBC Radio 1.
I really enjoyed that chat with him. You could hear the crickets in the background.
You could hear the crickets. And also, I think he was going in and out of some kind of like hut or something. Yeah. And you could hear, he's like, I'm just opening the door here.
I also like how honest he is. He got really deep at one point. And it is true. If you're a massive pop star, like we all expect that they must just be, you know, if you get like 100 million streams on something. And it's interesting hearing his perspective of what that must be like for a pop star.
I don't think it would really sink in. And I certainly wouldn't be expecting to make my own eggs.
He just does it. It doesn't seem to faze him that. You can have 500 million streams and yet it's just like you don't even get wildly excited about it. It's just what happens.
Yeah, it's just like that's life now. Paris says, you know how people sound different on the phone? Shawn Mendes doesn't. I find that so cute. He does sound the same all the time. Caroline says, I love that from the first listen. Also, who else have we got here? Lucy saying, yes, I love Mendes. And Alice as well. And Paula from Northern Ireland, really enjoying that track.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're going to play Real or No Real with one of our listeners at 3:40 this afternoon, because it's Friday. And before that, is Chris going to be five-balled on bangers?
Oh, no.
It's 4 in the lead to me this week. 4-0.
My worry is people just want to see me getting five-balled now.
Why would they want to have that?
Just because just what people are like.
No, I don't think so.
But please, please, if you do end up on bangers, I'm going big today.
I don't know whether we are running out of music, by the way. This Clean Bandit Louisa Johnson song. And I'll get over you. Everyone's saying it's off of Miss Congeniality or sounds like it. Laura says, you know, the dance routine at the pageant final. You'll remember it straight away. Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. At the beginning, yeah, I get it. Tune.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, dear. Suppose we better get round to it then, eh?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Chris is getting an absolute thrashing this week on bangers.
I've never experienced anything like it. 4-0 down. I mean, it's controversial because there was a couple of choices this week where I really don't think you should have won, but, you know, I can't argue with the stats. You're 4-0 up.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you, please?
I'm in London.
Plans for the weekend?
I'm going for an aquarium meal deal, like one of those red letter days with my partner.
Oh, awesome.
Do you know what's mad? Yeah. Is as soon as whoever's picking bangers gets on the phone, in situations like this where, because Mitch, you've got such a responsibility here, I really need your help. But as soon as you start saying stuff about you, I'm thinking to myself, have I made the right choice for this type of person?
Right, yeah.
And I really don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
So what do you do? Do you have dinner in the aquarium?
I'm not too sure. It's a type of thing. I think we're going around and, you know, we go to an aquarium and then there's a restaurant at the end and it's all like underwater or something. I don't know.
I think that's a bit out of order if you're there eating fish in front of the other fish. Like,
I thought that would be a bit awkward. They might get a bit, you know, a bit angry.
Yeah, I've done that before and it does feel bad.
Do you know what I mean? Because you see them looking at you going like, well, that's a bit...
Probably his brother or something.
Yeah, I went to northern Sweden and had a lovely reindeer stew. And then imagine my surprise when I come out and I'm met by actual reindeers.
Yeah,
it's like
judging you.
Doing that the wrong way around there. Okay, right. So do you want to hear what I've got today?
Oh.
Or no, do you want to go first, Chris?
No, what's best here? No, I think you should go first.
Okay. So, Mitch.
Yes.
For you, I have got... good Friday song. It is good.
I'm all about the Feel Good Friday.
Feel Good Friday.
I think you've done me a favour, eh?
Runaway, Bruno Mars.
Yeah. It's a tune. Okay, crossing my fingers, crossing my toes, Mitch.
I knew it.
I've gone for the biggest song in the world right now.
I knew it.
I cannot be five-balled with something like this. DJ Kenno, Blonde. It's the anthem. That is Will Griggs on fire.
Hey, Mitch, do you like football?
A bit. I'm not very good at, you know, keeping up with...
Don't do the wrong thing here, Mitch. Okay. Don't do the wrong thing.
Well, it's up to you what you do, isn't it?
It's very hard.
It is hard.
Seriously, man.
It's just whatever you feel, really. Whatever song takes you.
So, Scott's 4-0 at the moment, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so if Scott goes 5-0, what is the forfeit that Chris has to do?
No, you're not playing the game properly.
I just want to know what the forfeit
might
be.
No, because
I mean, I think it's a reasonable question.
No. I've already made my decision.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Because otherwise there's no point us taking this to a fifth day. Do the right thing. Judge it by the song.
Okay. I am going to pick today. I'm going to go with Chris.
No way.
Oh, that's such relief.
I can't believe this. I'm so near. We're going to actually hear this in full, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, this is a moment. On Radio 1, lol.
Okay, then.
Will Grigg is always scoffing the Northern Irish beast.
Scott Mills.
1.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
People are amazed that that is on Radio 1 in full.
I mean, no one's more amazed than me.
I mean, it all started, right? There was this guy who put up a chant on YouTube. He's a big Wigan fan, a big Will Grigg fan, and put up on YouTube. Then all these videos started appearing online of whole clubs, pubs, just people walking down the street singing this chant. Unbelievably Blonde, you know, the massive dance outfit that is Blonde, picked it up, decided to do a version of it, and that is that. And that's where the fairy tale's up to.
Wow.
Up to this point now, played in full on BBC Radio 1.
And people are singing it everywhere. I mean... It was a good show and tell yesterday. I just didn't expect the full version of the track to be on Radio 1 in replacement of Bruno Mars there.
Fair play to you, though, and this is why you're good. You sat there and you took it.
I did.
I think after a minute of it, you weren't too sure why we were playing it in full, but it is a banger.
I could just feel the power surge of people, like, switching off. But,
no, I disagree. But
the lights dipped a bit.
Do you know what? You respected the banger, and 4-1 has saved the day. It's not a great score this week, but it saved the day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Absolutely reeling from that shot decision there on bangers.
Come on. I think people seem to really love the fact that Will Griggs on Fire
is on Radio,
is on
1.
Radio 1. It's like a momentous occasion in any artist's life.
I am kind of enjoying it,
yeah.
I've got to admit.
Here's the thing, you love it. But
I just wanted to win 5-0.
You wanted to win 5-0 and you're so happy for me to take the blame if the bosses ask, what on earth was that?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I mean, there were some... We can see our bosses from here. There were some quite strange looks at the time, but yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello Friday.
BBC
Radio
1.
The person who knows everything about films here at Radio 1 is Ali Plum. Hello, Ali.
Hello.
Now, we've got some terrible news, everybody. Brace yourself. Ali is going on holiday. What are you doing?
I know. I was told that I shouldn't, but I've defied my bosses and I am going on holiday.
Rookie era, mate. Yeah.
This early into the job as well.
I know, foolish.
But anyway, this is the deal. Ali is going away. I don't know whose idea this is, and I hope it's not yours, Ali, especially this early on into the job.
It was not my idea.
Right, good. So, can you explain exactly what's going to happen in your absence in the world of Radio 1 movies?
So, we decided we needed to find somebody who is arguably my number two, the second most knowledgeable person about films in all of Radio 1. So, needless to say, we couldn't find that person, and here's Chris Stark, who's going to step in and do my job for me.
Not probably. How it was put to me, Ali.
Oh.
People at Radio 1 came to me and said, Chris... Plum's off on holiday for a couple of weeks.
Plum's off.
Do you want the job?
Was there really no one else?
Apparently not. No, we love you, Chris. You're going to be brilliant. In fact,
but he knows nothing about films.
I'm not, if we're being brutally honest as well, I'm not like a massive fan of films. You know, I like the films that I like.
Which are?
like the Godfather trilogy, awesome. Die Hard.
Do you like all three of the Godfathers?
And not the third one so much.
Correct answer. Okay.
I mean, there's films that I like. Ghostbusters 2, specifically.
Right. Yeah. Very interesting.
Was wicked. Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
And
all the big names.
Trying to think what I've liked in recent times, actually, to try and bring it a bit more up to date.
Last time you went to the cinema, Chris?
I was probably on a date at some point.
When?
You weren't really looking at the movie, were you?
I can't remember. But anyway, listen, Scott, what do you think of this then?
I think it's a terrible idea, but...
But you weren't asked.
But no, I wasn't. But could be amusing. So I kind of see what they've done there. I think they've done it as a joke.
Jokes aside, I have been asked to do this very important role. I know it's a massive deal here at Radio 1. Mm. Movies is a big thing. They really care about it.
Absolutely.
So I think it's awesome that they've come to me and said, Chris, we want you to go and review the films on Greg's show, on Grimmy's show.
As a joke.
Go. It's why is it a joke, though, in your eyes?
Because you don't know anything about films, so they think it's funny and a bit ironic.
I think that's the easy angle for you to take, that this is some kind of hilarious joke that I'm not going to take it seriously or anything like that.
Okay.
Ali, I can promise you this. I'm going to work so hard to do this job so well that whilst you're on holiday, you shouldn't rest easy.
Wow. Okay, well, let's put it this way. I will listen back to what you've done, and when I come back, I will review your reviews.
Oh, wow.
So no pressure.
That's a bit meta.
What does he have to do?
He basically has to watch movies that no one else wants to watch and then tell the world that they shouldn't watch.
Oh, it just sounds so DOS, doesn't it? Do you know what I've got to do, Scott? I've got to go see some movies. Talk about them on air.
My life is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege.
Couple of questions. Do I have to dress like you?
No, I don't think anybody should voluntarily dress like me.
Because it's all a bit sort of, I don't know, chic. It's all a bit blazer and shirt kind of thing.
Blazer and snazzy shirt, yeah.
Yep.
Are you able to arrange for me to see the films in advance, like the screenings?
I will unfortunately be in America driving in a car on a road trip, so that might be a bit difficult.
But you could do some of that now, right?
Surely he's going to get your contact book, though, right?
Yes, you write them all down in your little book, don't you?
Oh, dear.
You do have a book, don't you?
I'm going to have to give you my little book.
He's always carrying his little notebook. Mm.
Oh dear.
So can I have the notebook? That's clearly the information in there.
Okay. Well, we'll do an official handing over in a minute, I think.
Okay.
Anything else he needs to know, be prepared for?
I would say don't bring your phone into the cinema. That's my top tip.
Oh, in those screenings, they take them off you, don't they? So you can't...
Some of them do take them off you.
So you can't film on your phone and put them online.
I know what you like.
Have you told your little film friends that I'm coming?
I have warned Mark Commode. He is fully prepared for your arrival. He has a mugshot of you.
I don't fully know how to present the reviews on air because there are big differences between me and you. When you present the reviews on air, you use, you know, beautiful terminology and almost sounds like a poem when you're on air.
You are being so flattering.
Which I will try and do, but I think it's more about trying to forge an alternative style. So what I was going to say to you, Scott, is do you think I should have an alter ego for this whole film thing? And I was thinking...
Well, like Beyonce.
Yeah, but I was thinking maybe Christoph.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? Just slightly more classy. You can imagine it on a film poster, Christoph, with a sort of umlaut over the E.
Oh, an umlaut?
Yeah.
Do you think Christoph might wear a polo neck?
I'm going to get you a film critic roll neck.
Mm. Okay.
Do you know the ones I mean?
Yeah, you mean the... yeah, they go right up to the chin.
Yeah.
Like the one Dapper Laughs wore on Newsnight.
Exactly that.
Yeah?
And I'm going to get you a blazer as well.
Okay.
So you can be all art house.
Maybe what we should do is set up a sort of separate Twitter account
for
Christoph.
Okay. Yes, and we can have a picture of you like in the roll neck and blazer in black and white.
Yeah, this is really good.
Maybe with some Czech subtitles.
I'm not really sure what's going to make Christoph different to people like yourself, Ali, and other film reviewers. So I'm open to ideas on that front, if anyone can help.
I've created a monster.
You really have?
You've created Christoph.
Any ideas on how Chris can tackle this, then let us know.
And what's amazing about this little handover ceremony that we seem to be having is now it's out there, it's definitely going to happen. They can't take it back. I was worried Radio 1 were going to say, we provisionally booked you in, oh, and last minute we've managed to get Greg James to do it, or something like that. But that's not happening.
To be fair, I would love to see Greg James talking to Greg James on his show about movies. That'd be wicked.
Yeah.
So this all starts next week, does it?
That's right, it's all kicking off.
You know what you've got to do now, don't you? You've got to hand over the notebook.
Hand over the book, Plummy, and then it's movies with Christoph.
Oh,
okay.
It just sounds so right and wrong at the same time.
Hand it over.
Hand it over.
Here you go.
Here we go. Oh, yes. It's a lot of doodles in here, Ali.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you have a great road trip in America. There's absolutely nothing to worry about, believe me.
Yeah, I'm certainly in no way worried.
And thank you for this opportunity, mate. In all seriousness, I really appreciate it.
Well, look, as long as fair's fair, as long as when, you know, you go off on holiday, I get to be Christoph.
Yes.
No, we're not doing a sort of wife swap situation. Oh, before you go, Ali, what am I to do about your plums? Can yes. I still award them for films?
Ali gives plums as to how good the film is. So is it five plums really good, one plum rubbish?
One plum is absolutely never watch it in your entire life. Five plums is you've got to bring everyone you know and go and see it.
Okay.
It's like normally they use stars, don't yeah. they? Except Plum obviously uses his plums.
Are you going to continue with the plums in Ali's absence?
I like that idea. Or should I say Christoph likes that idea?
Oh, please don't start this.
Christoph would like to award the plums, if that's okay.
That's one of the strangest sentences I've ever heard in my life.
Christoph will take care of your plums, Ali.
Have a good holiday. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks.
All right. Well, I'm sure I'll be told probably through an emergency call.
Word will get through, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Ali.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Hannah.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm from Stafford.
And what do you do?
I'm a student and in September I'm going to Harper Adams to study vet nursing.
Yes, Harper Adams.
We love Harper Adams.
Yes. You came for the freshers last year, and brought Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran just casually popped along to the Agricultural College.
I know, I saw it all over the news, it looked pretty good. I wish I was there.
It was good.
Hannah, I don't want to jump to assumptions, but are you a young farmer?
Yes.
Do you know what I could tell?
Wow.
Why?
I think it was just the Harper Adams chat, to be honest.
Right, yeah.
I was it.
If you don't know, Harper Adams Uni is a massive agricultural uni in the Midlands, and it is awesome.
It is. It's pretty awesome.
We've had some good times there. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, so you know Real or No Real, don't you?
I do, yes.
So three facts here. Some of them are real. Some of them we just made up seconds ago.
Okay.
He's got to tell me which is which.
Okay, will do.
Okay, let's play.
A Miley Cyrus superfan is getting all of his 29 tattoos of the star removed because he can't find a girlfriend.
Wow. So
29 tattoos of someone on the body.
That's quite a lot, isn't it? Are they just like her face or...
I think it might just be Miley Cyrus's face 29 times.
No, surely not. Surely there's going to be a wrecking ball involved.
Yeah, I was going to say, wrecking ball, sledgehammer...
Maybe some lyrics as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being a Miley Cyrus fan. I don't think that's necessarily going to put girls off. But I think it's just the obsessive nature of having 29 tattoos of Miley Cyrus. It does suggest that...
You might be a super fan.
Yeah, that you're like an uber fan. And actually, whatever girlfriend you have is only going to come second to Miley Cyrus.
Oh dear!
I don't believe that someone would have 29 tattoos of Miley Cyrus on them, but I do believe it would cause issues in getting a girlfriend. So I think this is real.
Probably. I think it's no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he got his first tattoo of Miley in 2010, and has spent £2,700 on them.
That's
crazy. Oh my God.
And next,
Chase from Chase and Status had to borrow a pair of trousers from Lost Property at Big Weekend because he ripped his own before taking to the main stage.
This is brilliant. If this is real, this is insane.
I do like the idea that at Radio 1's Big Weekend, we have like a big Tupperware box, like off of school, where you can just pick what you want out of Lost Property.
God. We used to have them displayed over the benches in primary school so you could go along and find out which one was yours.
Yeah.
It was always grey jogging bottoms, wasn't it? So you'd always stand out a mile. So if your school trousers, you'd have grey jogging bottoms on. Rubbish.
And PE tops that are like three times too big.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, you forgot your stuff.
I mean, I was in the crowd for Chase and Status when they were on Big Weekend. I nearly my trousers. It was that good. I just don't think Chase would have been that fussed because he stood behind a DJ box, isn't he? So I would argue it doesn't matter whether you're trouserless even. No one's going to be able to see anything.
So did Chase, off of Chase and Status, have to borrow a pair of trousers from Lost Property because he ripped his trousers at Big Weekend? Hannah?
No real.
As you said, I can't remember seeing the Lost Property section at Big Weekend or... why we would have one set up. It would suggest that we've needed this in previous years. So I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
But he did rip his trousers. However, because a pro, he just carried on as if nothing happened. However, you probably are going to go back to BBC iPlayer to take a closer look at their set now, just to see if you can spot anything. Also, lost property. Oh.
Yeah.
And finally,
previous X Factor winner Alexandra Burke believed she introduced the term elephant in the room to the UK.
Oh, Alexandra Burke. Hello. Yeah, do you remember at the time when Alexandra Burke was on X Factor? I'm sure lots of people won't remember that she was on X Factor.
No, I do, yeah.
She won it.
Yeah, because she sang with Beyonce, didn't she?
Yes.
On the final.
It was actually great.
Oh, no, I don't mean that bit. I mean when she was a judge.
She was a judge?
No, she was a judge for one episode because Kelly Rowland was sick.
I've got to be honest. I think she's really nice in real life, but she was such an annoying stand-in. Do you remember she kept saying OK.com?
OK.com?
But look, let me... Scott, put my computer on. Do you remember the OK.com thing that she did? Went massive.
It was big.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
That's not cabaret. That's not cabaret.
Excuse me. Let me tell you something. Did I say it was cabaret? Did I say it comes across as cabaret?
Not cabaret.
You better get the words correct. OK.com. Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
OK.com.
Oh.
Also, you're a stand-in. Stop arguing with the regular judges.
That's what I mean. It was quite full-on, wasn't it?
But she did have a song called Elephant in the Room or something.
Did she?
There's an elephant standing in the room. Oh, yes.
I remember that.
You remember this?
Yeah.
Now, we all know what elephant in the room means. It means, like, you know, there's something that everybody is not talking about, but everyone knows that it's happening. It's happening, but it's not talked about. The elephant in the room. But did Alexandra Burke introduce the term to the UK?
So the irony in this situation is that Alexandra Burke is saying that she brought the term elephant in the room to the UK, right? The irony being that is the elephant in the room, probably, isn't it? The fact that she's saying that. If you were there when she said it, that is the elephant in the room.
Because everyone's thinking, you didn't.
My theory would be is that if she's one of those to say silly things like OK.com, then she probably thought that she was, you know, introducing elephant in the room.
What, so you saying this is real?
No, real.
She can't seriously believe it. It's like when people think they created the term lol or other phrases. Like, no, you didn't. You probably didn't.
Chris?
No.
No real.
That one is real.
I thought she probably would think that she did it, but no.
So what's the real, Scott? That she created the term or that she thinks she created the term?
She thought she did.
She thinks she did. In an interview, Alexandra said this.
I was dating someone and it just wasn't going according to plan. So clearly, nobody wanted to talk about it. So there was an elephant in the room. And I had never heard of the saying before until I'd done my writing camp for the album. And it's a very American saying. So I thought, well, why not be the first person to kind of bring it over here?
awkward.
The first recorded use of the phrase is in the Oxford English Dictionary in 1959. But the phrase appears 44 years earlier in a British journal in 1915.
So she totally didn't do it then.
No, but she just thinks she did. At the end of that round of red or no real,
I got 20. Hannah, you got 10.
Aww.
Oh. Good to speak to you, though, Hannah. Thank you for being on today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Loads of stuff which you can download if you missed it this week on the Radio 1 website on the Scott Mills Daily podcast. It's totally free. It costs you nothing and you get all the good stuff without the music from the week. So you can hear my entire interview with Nick Jonas backstage and just by the bins at Radio 1's Big Weekend with some of the weirdest pizza ingredients ever known.
Whole wheat crust, fig spread, prosciutto, arugula, Parmesan. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah. So that's Nick Jonas. When he orders a pizza, I think in America you can say arugula and they don't go, you are. It's actually rocket, I've just found out.
Is it?
Yeah. Arugula. He also told me what it's like being single and having to kind of prove that he's single all the time. How he doesn't mind getting naked in front of anyone these days because everyone's seen it. And it's all on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Also for you, former X Factor contestants Reggie and Bolly joined us for Inyo de Bingo. And yeah, it was wet.
Tracy Mills, it's a letters game.
Could I have a consonant to start with, please, Rachel?
Thank you, Tracy. Start today with D.
Rachel Riley there off of Countdown with Reggie and Bolly. Videos on YouTube. And this happened. Chris bought us an amazing show and tell on the show yesterday off of Wigan. Will Griggs on fire. It's some bloke with a laptop who's changed the word to free from desire, and now people are chanting it in bars across the north. So the person that made the track got in touch with us, which is Blonde off of Melissa Steele and Craig David. All for you for free on the Radio 1 website, Scott Mills Daily. Greg is next with the official chart.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Friday best bits. We're back Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.